Welcome back. You're listening to MyTechnologyLawyer.com. We're listening to you also. You can call in toll-free if you like, 866-685-7469. Or if you prefer, you can send that email, radio@MyTechnologyLawyer.com. Now, here's the straight scoop. You can send that email even if you're listening to an archived version of the show. Maybe you got a CD-ROM at one of the IOSTED conferences, or you're listening to one of the web-based programs, or maybe you're one of our Silicon Valley listeners at Quake Radio. You can still send the email. Be sure to tell me the guest that you'd like to talk to, and I'm sure that they will respond to you personally. They almost always do. That means that not only do you get an answer to your question, but you also get a chance to establish a rapport with the guest that was on the show. So be sure to take advantage of it. Radio@MyTechnologyLawyer.com. I've got on the line with me a familiar returning guest, Nadia Limi with IOSTED. This is the first installment in six features we're doing with IOSTED to promote their conferences around the world. Nadia, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Scott.
We're glad to have you. Where are you doing the show from today?
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. How cold is it?
It's about minus 20 degrees Celsius.
I tell you, that's pretty cold.
Yeah. And it's snowing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have local skiing available?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, that makes up for it. You've got the web-based education conference highlighted on your website. It's IOSTED, International Association for Science and Technology Development, IASTED.com. And if you go into the homepage and scroll on down, you'll see the web-based education conference highlighted there. It's going to be in France, and you've been kind enough to invite the chairman of the program to be on the line with us. Why don't you introduce him to our guests?
Sure, that would be great. Dr. Vladimir Uskov is currently a professor at Bradley University. He is also the co-director of the Interlabs Research Institute, as well as the editor-in-chief of the International Journal on Advanced Technology for Learning. Dr. Uskov, would you like to say a few words about our upcoming WBE 2007 conference?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much for a very kind introduction.
Well, we're glad to have you on the program.
Thank you. This is the sixth IASTED International Conference on web-based education. We started the first one being held in 2002. This year, the conference will be held in the Le Majestic Congress Center in the Chamonix, France. We expect about 200 well-known in the world experts to take part in this conference. And the invited speaker are actually the top-ranked experts and researchers in this area. For example, the keynote speaker is Dr. David Vincent from United Kingdom, from the Open University of United Kingdom. The invited speaker is Dr. Susan Aldrich. She is the president of University of Maryland. Dr. Vladimir Tikhomirov from Russia is the president of Euro-Asian Association on Open and Distance Education. And Dr. Toshio Akamoto is the key person in e-learning in Japan. So these are the key presenters at the conference. So I believe that immediately show the quality and level of the conference.
I think that's a pretty high-powered celebrity roster of speakers that you've got there.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about whenever these folks attend a conference and you start talking about web-based education, all of the attendees are coming with probably one, maybe two key issues on their mind. What's the top issue on their mind? Is it e-learning? Is it something else? Tell me.
No, actually, the key issues, there are several key issues. Of course, everybody performs research in this or that area. But
yeah,
the key technologies that we will discuss are virtual and remote scientific labs, the corporate web-based education, the reusable learning object, streaming technology, adaptive technology, multimedia web-based technologies. And, of course, we'll discuss the quality issues and the online assessment and the other issues. But these are the key issues of our conference.
And so I guess the key there would be which technology serves the educational agenda in which context best.
Yes, actually, this is a very good topic, and usually it is good to know what technologies will become most widely used in e-learning for the upcoming 5 to 10 years. And we'll have the international panel at this conference, which is called exactly the Future of Web-Based Education. And I can tell you that based on the survey of about 300 experts from more than 30 countries, from more than 80 universities, the key technologies seem to be, for the 5 upcoming years, educational portal, streaming media technology, learning management systems, course management systems, digital libraries, and wireless technology. At least more than 75% of respondents told us that they think that these are the most the technologies with the best potential for to be used in education.
Will there be any vendor representation at the conference? Is IBM going to come in?
No, actually, this is the other. We have the different format from the conference. We do not have industrial show. We do not have posters. We have just the regular sessions. However, our unique features are the 6th International Competition of PhD Students. So 6 finalists from 6 different countries, 1 finalist per country, will present their PhD studies. And we also host the 3rd International Competition of Non-Commercial Software Systems for Web-Based Education. So this is, we want to be a little bit different from other conferences.
Yeah, yeah. How do you define decide whether or not a software application is non-commercial? Does that mean available for free? Does that mean available through an association? What does that mean?
Usually we ask, we have a list of questions, and we ask the candidates or the somebody who wants to submit their paper for this competition to answer these questions. Also, me, I, as a chair of the conference and members of International Program Committee, we check the website of the conference. Usually, we are looking for the innovative, unique, revolutionary software that usually has not been used for 5 or 10 years, has not been used by thousands and thousands of users, has not been created by a team of 200 persons. Has not been created by a software company. Usually these are the results of PhD studies of one, two, or more than two, about 3-5 PhD students.
I see. I see.
This is the idea.
Okay. The conference takes place March 14th. How do people register? Is there still time?
Yes, there is still time, and they are very welcome to go to ESTED.org website to register.
Okay, you'll find it all there, the conference agenda, the registration prompts, the program committee, and some of the keynoters. Nadia, thanks so much for being with us and inviting Dr. Uskov to be here, and we will look forward to talking with you again next week, same time, same place. You've been listening to mytechnologylawyer.com/radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to Orv Beach at Scale.